Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Bava Basra Daf Dalid. We'll begin after the two dots. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Hakol Kaminig Hamadino, and the Gemara explains Hakol La'asuyei Mai La'asuyei Asr Dinehigo B'hutza V'dafna. In a place where the minig is to build a wall made out of hutza v'dafna, palm branches or other types of branches, there also the din is that one cannot force the other one to build a wall which is better than the minig hamadina. They can suffice with this wall of hutza v'dafna. Now in the Rabbeinu Yoyin, in the beginning of the Masechta, he points out that there seems to be a difference between hutza v'dafna and the other types of walls which are listed in the Mishnah. The Nowish the Mishnah does not say mefurish hutza v'dafna. It lists other types of walls, gvil, gozis, kfitzim, and levenim. And from the extra words, hakol kaminig hamadina, were marba, we include even hutza v'dafna. From here, Rabbeinu Yoyin points out that one can only insist that he wants to do hutza v'dafna in a place where there's a clear minhag to do hutza v'dafna, but in a place where there is no minhag b'chlal, for example, a new city where a minhag has not yet been established, so there the din is, if one of them wants, he could build the least of the walls which are listed in the Mishnah. He could build a wall of levenim, the other one cannot force him to do any better than that. However, if he wants to build hutza v'dafna, that already, since it's not listed in the Mishnah, the only way one can insist that he wants to build hutza v'dafna and not better is if the minig is like that. If there is no minig b'chlal, then we can force him to build one of the types of walls which are listed in the Mishnah. Now, mention a related point. Taisvis, in the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and Dibur Maschil B'Gvil, he mentions a point which is actually a machlekes rishenim, and that is the Mishnah lists different types of walls, gvil, gozis, kfisim, levenim, and the Mishnah tells us, hakol kaminig hamadina, they build the type of wall, the material is dependent on what the minig is in that place. Then afterwards, the Mishnah continues and tells us the width of each one of these types of walls. And the question that the Rishayim discuss over here is the width also dependent on the minig, or, as far as the width is concerned, that we have to follow the measurements that are mentioned in the Mishnah. We only follow the minig hamadina as far as the type of wall. As far as the width of the wall, that's not negotiable. The Mishnah gives us exact amounts, and the words in the Mishnah, Kol Kaminig Hamadina, are not referring to the width, they're only referring to the type of the material which the wall is made of. So Tosef there, back on the Mishnah, explains that on one hand, we do follow the measurements that are listed in the Mishnah, and therefore, in a place where the minig is to do more than that amount, for example, if the minig is to do a wall made out of 7 tvachim of gvil, there one shutev is not obligated to follow the minig. He doesn't have to do more than the amounts listed in the Mishnah. On the other hand, we do follow the minhag in a case where the minhag is to do less than the amounts that are listed in the Mishnah. If the minhag in that place is to make a wall made out of gvil 5 tvachim wide, then one neighbor cannot force the other neighbor to do more than that. In other words, the measurements listed in the Mishnah are the maximum, but a minhag can dictate to do narrower walls. And the Raya that Tosfos brings to this, that we would follow a minhag to do a wall of gvil only 5 tvachim, is from that which we remember we include even a wall of hutza v'dafna. If the minhag is to do hutza v'dafna, we learn from the Mishnah, there also one shochin can insist, I don't want to do more than the minhag. Taisus understands that if even as far as hutza v'dafna is concerned we follow the minhag, then also as far as the width of the wall, we would follow a minhag to do a wall of gevil only 5 tvachim. And the Achrenim over here ask Akasha, the Nachlas David, and others, what is Taisus' comparison to a wall of hutza v'dafna? A wall of hutza v'dafna is a very weak wall, it won't last that long, but on the other hand, it's very cheap to make it, and the Maisa, they're building it the way a hutza v'dafna wall is usually made. How can we compare that to a case where they're building a wall of gvil, and they're doing it less than the amount of 6 tzvachim which is listed in the Mishnah? Maybe the measurements in the Mishnah are the way a gvil wall has to be built in order for it to last. As other shittos of the Rishonim hold, the shita of the Rosh is not like Tosfos. He says the measurements in the Mishnah are exact, and if you build a wall of gvil less than 6 tvachim, it's not going to last. Even if there is a minhag to do so, the Rosh says, it's a minhag geruah and not a valid minhag. We don't follow such a minhag. How can Tosfos prove from that which we do follow a minhag to make a wall of hutza v'dafna, that we'd also follow a minhag to make a wall of gvil only 5 tvachim? A wall of gvil is expected to last, and doing it 5 tvachim, perhaps, as the Rosh says, is a minhag geruah. So to explain the shita of Tosfos, if we'll assume that Tosfos is maskim to Rabbeinu Yoyin, which we mentioned, that when the Gemara says Hakol Kaminig Hamadina La'asuyei Asr Dinehigo B'hutza V'dafna, the pshat is only in a mokim where there's a clear minig to build hutza v'dafna. But otherwise, if there's no minig at all, you have to build one of the walls which are mentioned in the Mishnah, The pshat is that Be'etzem Mahutza V'daf, the wall, is not really up to standard. It's not considered a kaisel, and it's not a normal way to make a partition between the two neighbors. And it's still the Mishnah tells us that if there is a minhag to do Hutza V'dafna, then one of the neighbors can insist that he's not willing to do more than the minhag. If so, we can understand that from here Tosis is proved, the same way we see from the Mishnah as far as Hutza V'dafna, even though it is a substandard, but a minhag can make it a valid option, so too as far as Gvil and Gozis, even though building a wall of Gvil only 5 tvachim is also substandard, but once there's a minhag to do so, then we follow the minhag and we cannot force someone to do more than the minhag. In other words, Tosis is right from Hutza V'dafna to a wall of Gvil which is less than 6 tvachim would be a lot easier to understand if we assume that Tosis holds like this shita of Rabbeinu Yoina. Now continue on to the next Gemara. The Gemara quotes the words of the Mishnah, Lefigach im nofel ha-kaisel ha-mokayim va-avonim shal shneyem. Now that we know the din is that one can force the other one to build the wall, we'll go with the second lashon of the Gemara, that Hezek riyashmei Hezek. Once they agreed to make a chalukah, one can force the other one to build a wall. And that the Mishnah tells us, since one had the ability to force the other one to build together with him, we don't assume that one of them built it by himself. And eventually, if the wall falls, and the question is who's the one who built it, one of them would not be believed to say that I built it by myself. On this din of the Mishnah, the Gemara of Yonah Daf Dalet asks, Pshita, this din is Pashat. And the Gemara answers, Leitzricha denofal l'reshusa dechaminayu, inami depeninu chad l'reshusa didei. Now there are a number of Mahachim and Rishonim on this Gemara, had to understand the Kash and had to understand the Teretz, and Be'ikar will try to focus mostly on the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos. So to start with, what exactly is the Gemara's Kasha of Pshita? So Rashi over here in the Ramaskal Pshita, he explains, the Gemara means to ask, it's Pashut that the Avonim belong to both of them, Da'afiyu loy posaglon dina demasnisen, hamlamdenu shemetchila ben shnei masahu. Even if the Mishnah would not have told us that they have to build it together, still akarchachayu cholkem b'shav ha'avonim, sharei b'shus shneim munochim v'yad mimehem tigbar. Rashi's explaining the Kasha of Pshita is, why does the Mishnah say that the reason why they divided the Avonim is because we assume that they built it together? Even without that assumption, we'll call it the Anan Sahadi. There's an Anan Sahadi that they built it together. One of them would not have built it by himself if he had the option of forcing the other one to build together with him. But Rashi's explained the Gemara's Kasha that even without that Anan Sahadi, we would have anyways known that they divide the Avonim because the Avonim are in the Rishus of both of theirs. Now Tosis is back on Daf Beis and Dibur Maschal Lefikoch. He learns the Gemara's Kasha of Pshita similar to Rashi. Tosis himself quotes Rashi that the Gemara's Kasha of Pshita is that you would have known that the din is Yachleiko even without the Anan Sahadi of the Mishnah. However, it's clear that Tosis originally must have had a different way to understand the Gemara's Kasha. Because Tosis of Daf Beis starts out by asking this Kasha on his own. He asks that it's Pashut that the din is Yachleiko even without the Anan Sahadi. And Tosis adds, we'll see more about this soon, but Tosis adds that even in the case where the Avonim fell into one person's Rishus also, you would know that the din is Yachleiko even without the Anan Sahadi. And only further on is Tosis Mechadish, and this is really what the Gemara means to ask. It would seem that Tosis originally had a different way of understanding the Gemara's Kasha over here when the Gemara asks Pshita. And the way Tosis originally understood is Aderach the Rimagash over here. The Rimagash explains the Gemara's Kasha of Pshita different than Rashi and Tosis. He explains, the Gemara is not asking that you would have known the din of Yachleiku even without the Anan Sahadi. Rather, what the Gemara means to ask is that once the Mishnah told us that they have to build the wall together, one of them can force the other one to build with him, then we could reach this conclusion on our own that we can now assume that the wall was actually built together, and when the wall falls and the question is who's the one who built it, we could rely on that Anan Sahadi that they both built it together. So again, according to the Rimagash, the Gemara is not asking that we have some other reason to reach this conclusion that the din will be Yachleiku. According to the Rimagash, perhaps there is no other basis for the Psak of Yachleiku on the Avonim. However, the Gemara's Kasha is, why does the Mishnah have to speak this out? The conclusion is obvious, we could come to it on our own. This is how the Rimagash learns the Gemara and the Chayr. This is how Tosis understood originally, when Tosis was asking on his own a different Kasha, that the din should be Yachleiku even without the Anan Sahadi, and only Tosis in his Teretz was Mechadish, that Betzim, what the Gemara really does mean to ask is, not like the Rimagash, rather Alderich Rashi, that you don't need this Anan Sahadi to reach the Psak of Yachleiku, rather the Psak would be Yachleiku even without the Anan Sahadi. Now, although as we said, Rashi and Tosis learned the Gemara's Kasha of Pshita similarly, there is, however, a clear and major difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains, Why is it that we assume the din is yachleiku even without the Hanan Sahadi? Rashi explains, the reason why we say yachleiku even without the Hanan Sahadi is because the Avonim are equally in both of their Rishuyais, and why would one have a greater hand in them than the other one? Therefore, the din would be yachleiku. Rashi's understanding the Marek Pshutai, that in the Havman we thought that the Avonim are equally on both of their Rishuyais, and only in the Teretz of the Gemara we mechadish that right now the Avonim are totally in one person's Rishus, and therefore there would be a half minute to say, Hamoti Mechaveri Olo Varaya, the one who has the Avonim in his Rishus, he's considered the Muchzik, and the other one, if he wants to take away the Avonim, he would have to bring a Raya. But in the half minute of the Gemara, we thought that the Avonim are equally in both of their Rishuyais, and therefore the Gemara was asking, that it's Pasha the Din will be Achleiku, because each one is a Muchzik on half of the Avonim. Taisa Lof understands differently. Taisa explained that the din will be achleiku even without the Hanan Sahadi, not because each one is a muhsik on half of the Avonim, rather because the din will be momen hamutol besofik cholkin. Without the Hanan Sahadi, we don't assume that both of them built it, but on the other hand, we don't know who is the one who built it. Since it's a sofik, the din will be achleiku, and as we'll see, Taisa explains here, everyone is maskim to the klal of momen hamutol besofik cholkin, the machlekes which we find between the Chacham and Sumchis, that machlekes would not apply over here. Here everyone would be maskim that you would say Momen Amutu B'Safi Chalkim. Akoparim, this is a clear machaikis between Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha of Pshita that even without the Hanan Sahadi, you would know that the din is Yachleiku. That's because B'Shus Shneyam Munochim. And Taisvis, on the other hand, explains it's because of the klal of Momen Amutu B'Safi Chalkim. Now, take a closer look at this Taisvis back on the Bezo Mer Aleph. There are a number of important Yesaitis in this Taisvis. As we mentioned, Tosfos at first asks this kasha on his own, what is the pshat in the figach in the Mishnah, which is mashma, the reason why the din is yachleiku, that's based on the Hanan Sahadi that he built the wall together. Tosfos asks, even without that, the din anyways would be yachleiku. And Tosfos adds further, that even if the wall fell into one of their rishuyos, and right now it's in his rishuyos, still the din would be that it's yachleiku, and he proves this from a Gemara over here on Daf Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara here on Amud Beis asks a kasha on that which the Mishnah says that by a biko im osu midas shneim boynes akoysel beemza va'isin chazis mikan umikan the figach im nofel akoysel amokam avonim shol shneim. And the Gemara asks a kasha, amrli rova mi prazniko l'ravashi lo yasu lo yzeh v'lo yzeh. Instead of both of them making a chazis, neither one should make a chazis, and the din will also be yachleiku. Taiz understands the Gemara means to say that if neither one makes a chazis, the din will be yachleiku, because momen hamutol besofik cholkin, in this case there is no Hanan Sahadi that they built it together, however if we wouldn't know who is the one who built it, it would be a sofik and the din would be yachleiku. And here the Gemara does not answer that we tell them dafka to make a chazis in case the wall will fall into one of their rishuyais, in that case they would not say yachleiku. For now, which the Gemara does not answer this, and clearly the Gemara knows there is a possibility that the wall could fall into one of their rishuyais. From here, Tosfos proves that al-Karach, even if it will fall into one of the Rishuyos, still then will be Achleiku, we would still say Momen Amuto B'Safik Cholkin. If so, Tosfos asks, how could the Mishnah say the din of Lefikach, that the reason by a Chotzer, if the wall will fall, will be Achleiku, is based on the Hanan Sahadi, even without that, the din will be Achleiku, and even if it does fall into one of the Rishuyos? Again, at this point, Tosfos understood this is not the Gemara's question. Only later on in the Teretz, Tosfos is Mechadish, and this is actually the question of the Gemara, and we'll explain that behemshech. Now Tosfos continues and he says, what lemaisa is the pshat? Why would we say achleiku even if it is in one of the rishuyos? L'chair, the person who has it in his rishus should be considered a muchzik, and the other person should be considered a moitzi, and we should say a moitzi mechaveri olav araya. Tosfos compares this to other Gemaras, the case of machlof para b'chamor and bab matziyah daf kuf. We don't know if the para gave birth before the kinyan chalipin. In that case, the calf would still belong to the original Baal HaPara, or gave birth after the Chalipin. In that case, it will go to the one who originally owned the Chamor. And the Gemara there says, V'lechsi b'shus d'man kaimo. Let's look and see, where is this calf? Whoever's holding it should be considered the Muchzik, and the other person will be considered the Maitzi, and will say, Amaitzi mechaveri olav araya. If so, here as well, Tosfos says, wherever the stones are lying right now, that person should be considered the Muchzik, and we should say, Amaitzi mechaveri olav araya, as opposed to Momen Amuto b'safik cholkin. Here Tosfos Mechadish is very important Yesod, and that is, the Bishlam in the case of Machlof Parah V'Chamor, at the time the Safik is Noilid, so right now the Vlad is in one of the Rishuyos, that person would be considered a Muchzik, and he was a Muchzik at the time of the latest HaSafik. When we first encountered the Safik, that person was already a Muchzik, There we would say, Amoitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya. Hashenkin, in this case, by the Kaisel, Taisus says, originally when the wall was standing, Ba'uchia Kaisel Hoyakayim Hoyacholkim Beshavim Misafik, already at that moment it was considered a Safik, and if we would have to paskin at that time who this wall belongs to, we would say that it's a Safik and the din would be Cholkin. So too, after the wall falls, Taisus says, the Psak will not change, the din will still be Achloiku. The Lashon of Taisus is, Afil Nafod L'Rishusa Dechaim Minayu L'Yafsin Ha'achar Koichai. The other one does not lose his koyach, meaning the rights that the other one had, that if we would have to paskin on this wall while it's still standing, the din would have been yachleiku. That psak of yachleiku remains, even if one of them does become a muhsik at a later point. Now, first glance, it would seem that what Taisus is saying is actually the klal that tfisa does not help b'mokim sofik. We know this sug in the beginning of Bab Metzia, l'halacha we paskin takfa kain v'tzin oisim miyodai, if there's a sofik b'char, which is by the Yisrael. Then, since it's a Safik, whether he has to give this Vlad to the Kain so he can keep him Misafik, and even if the Kain comes and grabs the Vlad, then his Maitzin Oisim Yadai, the Tfisa does not help. This is what Taisus over here means as well. Even if the wall will fall to one of the Rishuyas, that will be similar to a Tfisa, and the Tfisa does not help to change the Psak. We don't say that through the Tfisa he becomes a Mursik, and now the other one has to bring a Raya. Rather, we give it back to the way it was before. In the case of Safik Bukhar, we'll give it back to the Yisrael, and in this case, by the wall, we'll put it back to the original psak, which was the psak of Yachleiku. However, as we'll see, this is not so poshut. The Shita of Taisus in a number of places, later on in Baba Basra, Daf Kufei Amud Aleph, and the end of Dibur Maschal Avol, as well as Taisus in Ksubas Daf Chof, and Dibur Maschal Vukim Memaina, Taisus holds that even though we find the klal is Safik Bukhar Maitzin Eisim Yadoi, Tfisa does not help, Taisus differentiates between a case where the one who is Taifus, he himself is a Safik, like in that case where the Kain who grabbed the Bukhar, he himself was not sure whether it was a Bukhar or not, and a case where the one who was Taifus, he's a Bari. Taisus says, even though Tfisa does not help when the Taifus is a Safik, if however he's a Bari, then Tfisa will help. If so, the Kasha would be that this Taisus seems to be a steerer to that Klal, because Taisus over here is going in a case where the one who the stones fell into is Rishus, he's a Bari, he's claiming that I know, I'm sure that I was the one who built the wall, and yet still Taisus would be saying that Tfisa does not help, to give him a din of a mochsik and to say the other person is a moitzi mecharveri olav araya. So to answer this kasha, there's a well-known klal which is brought in the Sefer Kuntres HaSfekis, the brother of the Ksei Sachoshin, Rabbi Huda HaKoyin, over there in klal Beis Ois Zayin, he quotes this b'shem another brother, Rabbi Chaim, who differentiates between our case, where Taisus says Tfisa does not help, and other Taisus in where we find that Tfisa with a tainus bari does help. He explains that the other cases are talking about where the original psak was Hamutzim Mechaveri Olav Araya. The din is by the Safik Bukhar, it stays by the Yisrael, and the Kohen who wants to take it away from him, he has to bring a Raya. The cases which Taisus speaks about later on in Daf Kofei and Taisus in Ksubis are also talking about similar cases where originally the psak was Hamutzim Mechaveri Olav Araya, and then later on, the one who lost the din Taira, the one who was supposed to have brought a Raya, he comes and he grabs. Their Taisus is Mechadish, even though by Safik Bukhar, the din is Takfa Kohen Maitzin Aysim Yadai. That's only because the Kain himself is a Safik. If, however, the Taifis is a Bari, then the Tfisa will help, and now he'll become the Mochsik, and the other one will have to bring a Raya if he wants to take it away from the one who's holding on to it right now. However, Chaim HaKaim explains that that's only in a case where the original Psak was that Moitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya. There the Psak can change Aydei the Tfisa with a Tainas Bari. Taisov here is talking about a different case where the original Psak was a Psak of Yachliku. And he explains the Chilik is that when the original psak was a Moitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya, so when the other person comes and is Taifis, even if we allow him to keep it and we say that now he's the one who's holding it and the other one has to bring a Raya, Be'etzim we're not really changing the psak. Because the Tfisa does not really have a Koyach to change a psak. But in that case, we're not really changing what we paskin all along. The original psak was a Moitzim Mechaveri Olav Araya, that it should stay where it is, and the other one has to bring a Raya. Now that same psak is still true, just the only thing that changed is now the other person is the Mochsik. So the first one has to bring a Raya. This is not considered a change in Psak. The Psak all along is a Moitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. The only thing that changed is who's considered the Mochsik and who's the Moitzi. Their Taisus holds that the Tfisa will help. Mashenkin, in the case where the Psak originally was Yachleiku, for us to come along now and say that Aliyadei the Tfisa, we're going to change the Psak, now we're going to give it to the one who's Taifis and Paskin a Moitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya, that's a change in Psak, and there the din is that a Tfisa cannot help to change the original psak. This is what Taisus means to say, that since we paskin already Yachleiku while the wall was standing, Later on, we cannot change that psak. Even if now one of them becomes a muhsik, the psak will remain yachloiku. Other Rosh Yeshivas say a similar teretz with a bit of a different nusach. The svar to be mechag between the case where the original psak was a mitzvah mechaveil of a raya, as opposed to the case where the original psak was yachloiku, and if the original psak was a mitzvah mechaveil of a raya, so in Bezdin Paskin that the din is that it stays by Shimon, because right now he's holding on, the whole psak to give it to him is only conditional. He only gets to keep it as long as he's actually holding it. While it's still by him, Bezdin tells Reuven that if you want to get it, you have to bring a raya. But the moment it's no longer by Shimon, he's no longer considered the mochzik, then he never got it originally for that point in time. He only got it originally up until the point that he's still holding on, and therefore, the moment the other person is typhus, there the tfisa will help, because we're not changing the psak, the original psak was conditional. Hashem came by the case where the psak was yachleiku, there the psak was unconditional, and therefore if the typhus wants to keep it, he's trying to change the psak, and the tfisa cannot help to change the psak, which originally was given without any stipulations. This is the way the Achrayim explain what Taisus means to say over here, that since the psak was yachleiku while the wall was standing, after it falls l'yafsir achar koichai, and as we explained, Taisus brings a raya to this from our Gemara daf Daud Amud Beis. By the case of the Bikkur, the Gemara asks l'yasu leil zev leil zeh. Clearly, the Gemara is assuming that even if it will fall into the shus of one of them, the psak will also be yachleiku. This is the pshat Taisus explains, because the tfisa does not help after the psak was yachleiku. As we'll see soon, Rashi has a different pshat, the Gemara Daud Amud Beis by Bikkur. The way Rashi learns the Gemara's kasha, there is no raya that tfisa will not help after the psak of yachloiku. But to get back to Taisus and the Nav Beis, Taisus adds another important point, and he explains, in order for him to ask his kasha that the psak should be yachloiku even without the Anan Sadi in the Mishnah, Taisus adds that this case, the case of the Mishnah, is a case of Dror D'Mamayna. Because if it would not be considered a Dror D'Mamayna, then even though it is a suffix, we would not pass in yachloiku. Rather, we would pass in Kol De'olam Govar. Taisus quotes the Gemara later on in Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Hahu Arba Dava Mintza La Beitrei, there was a boat which two people were fighting over, and the Gemara over there says, if each one says, Ze'o Yimer Shal Avoysei, Ve'o Yimer Shal Avoysei, the din is Kol De'olam Govar. Over there, we don't pass in Yachloiku, we don't say Momen Amuto B'Saf Echolkin, rather, the one who overpowers the other one, he'll be able to keep the boat. Taisus discusses this in the beginning of Baba Metzia Daf Beis. What is the difference? Why by some sfeikas we say called olam govar, and some sfeikas we say the din is yachleiku? And Taisa over there in Baba Metzia, and here as well, explains that the klal is that when there's a dror d'memayna, we do not say called olam govar. What is a dror d'memayna? Taisa over there in Baba Metzia, Bezam Rav, Dibramaschov, yachleiku, and Taisa in other places as well, explains that dror d'memayna means beloitan esayim yesh safik bebezdin. The situation itself, even without hearing their tainas, is already a safik, meaning anyone who sees the situation will realize on his own that there's a safik over here. Like in our case, even before we hear any tainas, a safik arises on its own, who is the one who built the wall. This is called a dor d'memayna, and therefore we cannot pass in kol d'olam gavar. And Taisus adds, here it's not telling the machlokes between the chacham and sumchis, that's only in the case where one of them is a muchzik, there the chacham hold a mitzvah mechaveil of a raya, and Simchas holds Momen Amutu B'Saf Echolkin, but in this case, while the wall was standing, neither one was a Muchzik more than the other one. Therefore, even according to the Chacham, the Psak would be Momen Amutu B'Saf Echolkin. Akapan, based on these two principles, Taisus asks his Kasha. Firstly, the wall was standing, the Psak was Yachloiku, because it's a Dor D'Memayna. Even according to the Chacham, the Psak would be Yachloiku. And secondly, even if the wall would fall into one of the Rishuyos, still then would be Yachloiku, as he puts in the Gemara Amud Beis. And as Taisus explains, because once it's a psak of achleiku, a tfisa does not help. If so, Taisus' kasha is, why does the Mishnah have to say, lefikach, that when the wall falls, hamokam v'avonim shashneim, because it's a non-sadi that both of them built it, even without that, the din will be achleiku. Now Taisus then continues, and he quotes B'Shem Neri, the truth is that really this is the Gemara's kasha. We explained previously, Taisus originally had a different way of understanding the Gemara's kasha, al-derech l'ri magash, but in his teretz, Neri says, now, this is really what the Gemara means to ask when the Gemara asks Pshita. The Gemara means, why does that Mishnah have to say that the din is Yachloiku based on the Anan Sahadi? Because one can force the other one to build the wall. We assume that they build it together. That's why the din is Yachloiku. Even without it, the din will be Yachloiku. And Taisus adds that even in the Havmir, the Gemara knew that had the wall fallen into the Rishus of one of them, still the din will be Yachloiku, even without the Anan Sahadi, because the Taisus does not help after the Psak was Yachloiku. So what is the Teretz of the Gemara? Taisus has to be matrik and say what the Gemara really means to answer is like this. And Taisa explained what the Gemara means to say is that after the stones were ready in his Rishus, it was Shoh Bershusei Harbe. The stones remained there for a long time, and the other Shachin, the neighbor, was not Taveya the stones from him. Once this happens, once the stones were ready in his Rishus for a long time, and if you would say that Einichanami, originally we built the wall together, originally the stones belonged to both of us, but then afterwards I bought the stones, the din will be that he is believed. Since the stones remained in his Rishus, and the other Shachin was not Taveya them, the din will be that he's believed to say that he bought them. However, in the case where he's not claiming that he bought them, rather he is claiming that he built the wall on his own, in that case also one would think that he has a migu, he should be believed to say that I built the wall, and the stones are mine. If I wanted to, I could have claimed that I bought the stones off of you. Once it was Shaul Habit, he would be believed to say this. Kamashman, the Mishnah is telling us that in this case, since we assume that both of them built the wall together, there's a Nansahadi, the Nansahadi is strong enough to be like Edim, and therefore even a migu would not help, it would be considered like a migu b'mokim Edim. This is what the Gemara means to answer. Why does the Mishnah have to say lefikach that there's a Nansahadi that they built the wall together? In the case where it was not Shaul b'shusay Harbi, you wouldn't have to come on to that lefikach. Either way, the din will be yachloiku because mamon amuta b'safek chalkim. And even if one of them has the stones in his property, still the din will be yachloiku. But the Mishnah tells us lefikach in the case where one of them has a migu, he would be believed to say that I built it because I could have claimed that I bought the stones off of you. And that the Mishnah says that the Anan Sahadi is so strong, we assume clearly that they built it together, one of them would not have built it on his own if he had the option of forcing the other one to build it together with him. It's to the point that it's like Edim, and therefore it's a migu b'mokim Edim. This is how Tosfos explains the Shaka V'Tarya of the Gemara, even though it seems to be Dochug, the Gemara in the Teretz is really Ikar Chosrim and HaSefer. The Gemara is not really stressing the point that it was Shaul b'shusay Harbe, and that he has a migu. As we see, Rashi argues on this Tosfos. Rashi, both in the Kasha of the Gemara Pshita, Rashi does not explain like Tosfos that the din will be achleiku because Mamon Amuta Basaf and Chalkim. Rather, Rashi explains in the Kasha we thought that the din should be achleiku because Avanim are Bishus Ashneim Munachim. They're equally in both of their properties, meaning they're equally a Mosik on the Avanim. That's why it should be achleiku. And Kepshutai Rashi understands the Teretz of the Gemara like Tzricha, the Nafal of Shusa Din Chaminayu. The Gemara means Kepshutai. Rashi doesn't mention anything about Shaul Harbe. Rather, the Gemara in the Teretz is mechadish that you need the lefikach in the case, but right now the Avanim are in the property of one of them. In that case, without the lefikach, you would not have said the psak of Yachleiku. Rashi back on the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, is mevur like this as well. In Dibur Maschil lefikach, he explains, you need lefikach in the case, im nofal ha-koysa la'achar shanim rabim, many years after it was built, the wall falls, ein echad yachal leimer ka ha-koysa nivne b'chelki u'meshali ha-yo avanim, afa pi shehuchse geysim michaviray. In the case where one of them is a muhsik more than the other one, like the Avanim fell into his chalik, there you would have said that he's considered the muhsik, and the other person should have to bring a raya. For there you need the din of lefikach to tell us that both of them built the wall together, and that they divide the Avanim in that case as well. Rashi clearly does not mean like Tosfos that it was Shaul b'shusay Harbe. We have to understand what exactly is the nekudas of machlekes, and what point of Tosfos does Rashi argue. So firstly, that which Rashi explains in the Pshita, that the din will be achleiku, so Rashi understands it means if it falls equally into both of their rishuyos. Rashi clearly does not say that it will be achleiku because mamon amuta b'saf echalkin. The chayr Taisus is correct, the din should be achleiku over here based on mamon amuta b'saf echalkin. Why does Rashi feel necessary to say that it will be achleiku because they're both equally a muhsik? So we'll mention two possible mahalchim to explain Rashi why he would argue on Taisus. Firstly, Taisus himself points out that you have to say that our case is considered a dor d'mamayna if we want to say that the din is mamon amuta b'saf echalkim. Otherwise it would be similar to the case of Ahu Arba, that the din will be that we would say called Olam Govar. Perhaps Rashi held that this case is not a case of Dora D'Maina, therefore if Rashi would not have spoken out that Bershus Shneam Munochim is sitting equally on both of their property, then we would not say mamon amuta b'saf echalkim, rather we would have said called Olam Govar. And the truth is, Tosfos himself is very mechudish, Tosfos that says that it's considered a case of Dora D'Maina, and the Tosfos Choshen points this out. And Simon Kuf and Zayin is Sifkot on Gimel. He asks that Tosfos above Matzia Daf Beis is Mavur that the case of Shnayim Oichsan Betalis is not considered a case of Dor D'Mamayna. Tosfos explains the reason why you don't say Kol Olam Govar by Shnayim Oichsan Betalis. He doesn't say because it's a Dor D'Mamayna, rather he says that since they're both Oichsan, they're both actually holding on to the Talis, there we don't say Kol Olam Govar. That's how Tosfos explains the chilik between the case of a Talis and the case of a Hu Arba. the Bayit Taos, where they're both actually holding on, there the Psak is Yachliku, by shaking by the boat, there the Psak is called the Olam Govar. And the Tosis is bothered, what is the Chilk between the case of a Talis, which Tosis is Mavur, that it's not considered a Dar de Mamayna? You don't say, B'loy Tainisim, Yesh Safik Bebezdin, and the whole Safik is Nisayr, because they're both claiming that it's theirs. The Chir here as well, by a Kaisel, why would this be considered a Dar de Mamayna? The whole Safik is only Nisayr, because both of them are claiming that the wall is theirs. Perhaps for this reason, Rashi argued on Tosis, and he did not explain that when the Gemara says Pshita, the Gemara means that it will be Achleiku, because Maman Ruto B'Safik Chalkim, Rashi holds here you would not say Maman Ruto B'Safik Chalkim, because it's not a Dar de Mamayna. The only reason why it would be Chalkin, Rashi says, is because Rishu Shnei Menachem, they're equally a Mochsik, they're both holding on to half of the stones. Another possible explanation to explain why Rashi did not hold like Tosis is based on the kasha which the Rashba asks over here. The Rashba does not understand what does the Gemara mean to say Pshita, that even without the din of Lefikach in the Mishnah, it would be Yachleiku. He says, Einach Nami, in the case where each one is claiming that he built the wall by himself, Ze'aymer Kula Shali, Ve'ze'aymer Kula Shali, of there, Einach Nami, the Psako be Yachleiku, because Maman Amuto B'Saf V'Chalkim. However, what would happen in the case where one of them is claiming that I built the wall by myself, and the other one is claiming that you didn't build it by yourself, rather we built it together? In this case, the Rashba says, had the Psak been based on Maman Amuto B'Saf V'Chalkim, you would not have said that each one gets half of the wall, rather it would be divided 3/4 and a quarter. If Reuven says I built the wall by myself, and Shimon says we built it together, so Be'etzim Shimon is being moided to Reuven that half of the wall is yours, so the whole suffix now is only on the second half. It's not like the case where each one is claiming the whole thing is mine, there the suffix is on the whole wall. Here in this case the whole suffix is on one half of the wall, because Shimon is masking that one half belongs to Reuven, and Reuven claims the whole thing is mine, so half of it definitely will go to Reuven. The other half will divide between Reuven and Shimon, Maman Amuto B'Saf V'Chalkim. If so, the Rashba asks, how could the Gemara say Pshita, that we would know the din of the Mishnah, that Yachleiku, even without the Hanan Sahadi, without the assumption that they built it together, the Chari, the Nafkamin, would be in this case, where one of them is claiming, I built the wall by myself, and the other one is claiming that we built it together, without the Lefikach of the Mishnah, it would have been divided 3/4 and 1/4, now that we have the Lefikach, that tells us that they built it together, and they divided half-half. And we could explain that based on this Kasha, Rashi argued on Taisus, he didn't explain the Gemara's Kasha of Pshita is based on Maman Ruto B'Saf V'Chalkim because of this Kasha of the Rashba, rather he explained the Kasha is that even without the Lefikach we would divide it equally, because the Gemara and the Kasha assumed that the stones right now are half on Reuven's Rishus and half on Shimon's Rishus, B'Rishus Shnei Amunachim, that was the Gemara's Kasha, we would say Yachleiku because each one is Mochsik on half of the stones. So these are two possible explanations why Rashi learned the Gemara's Kasha of Pshita different than Tosfos. Tosfos learned that it's because of Maman Amuto B'Saf V'Chalkim, and Rashi learned because B'Rishus Shnei Amunachim. And once we understand that Rashi argues on Tosfos, and he understands that Yachleiku would be based on the fact that each one is a Muchzik on half, we also understand why Rashi argues on the second point, that which Tosfos says that even if it will be in the Rishus of one of them, still it then will be that we would say Yachleiku because Tosfos does not help. We explain that Tosfos holds Tosfos does not help once there's a Psak of Yachleiku. We now understand that according to Rashi, even if the wall would fall into one of the Rishuyais, without the Lefikach of the Mishnah, he would get all of the Yavanim. We could say that Rashi Be'etzim is masking to Tosfos, that when there's a Psak of Yachleiku, a Tosfos perhaps does not help. However, according to Rashi, there really was no Psak of Yachleiku over here. Even though while the wall was standing, if it would be divided, we would say Yachleiku, but it's not based on the Psak of Maman Amuto B'Saf V'Chalkim. It's not really a Psak of Yachleiku, rather the Psak is that each one gets half of the stones because they're in his Rishus. That's really a Psak of Amotzi Mechaveri Oliver Raya. We give half of the stones to Reuven because he's a Mochsik on half of the stones, and half of the stones to Shimon because he's a Mochsik. If so, we understand that afterwards, if the wall falls into one of the Rishuyais, it's not the Pshat that we're taking it away from a Psak of Yachleiku. Only according to Tosis, this was the Psak. According to Rashi, the Psak was that each one gets half because each one is a Mochsik on half of the stones. So this is the understanding why Rashi would argue on Tosis. According to Rashi, in the Kasha of the Gemara of Pshita, if the stones would fall into one of the Rishuyais, without the Lefikach of the Mishnah, he would be able to keep all of the stones. The truth is, we could explain even without this, not always sharing our maskim to Tosfos. The Shita of the Ramban is that a Tfisa does help from a Psak of Yachleiku. The country says Vegas, which we mentioned previously, he makes an interesting point. He says the Shita is if Tosfos and the Ramban are Svaris Hafuchais. We saw that the Shita of Tosfos is that a Tfisa from a Psak of Amoisim Mechavel of Araya does work with a Tainis Bari, Hashenkin Atfisa Famechleiku does not work, as we explained. The Rabban is exactly the opposite. The Rabban is Mavur, that a Tfisa with a Tainas Bari from a Psak of Hamaitzim Mechalveh Averai does not work. A Tfisa from a Yachleiku does work. Akapanam, we could say Budas Rashi over here. Rashi understands in the Kasha of the Gemara of Pshita, if the stones would fall to one of the Rishriyas, he would not get them, because a Tfisa does not help after a Psak of Yachleiku. But the way we're explaining, you don't have to come on to this, Ba'etzim Rashi could be masking to Tfisa. But since Rashi over here holds it was not a Psak of Yachleiku, rather the original Psak was that each one gets half because b'shus shnei munochim. Therefore, once it falls into one of the rishuyos, it's not considered changing the psak of yachloiku. Now, just to add the final point, according to Rashi, has he answered the kasha of Tosfos? Tosfos proof in the Gemara on Amud Beis. For now, the Gemara asks lo yaseh chazus lo lezev lo lezer by a biko. Instead of both of them make a chazus, neither one should. And Tosfos says lechayr, what is the Gemara's kasha? You need both of them to make a chazus in a case where the wall fell into one of the rishuyos. Because by Biko you don't have the Lefikach. There's no Anantzadi that they built it together. There's no din that one can force the other one to build a wall by a Biko. So over there you would need a Chazus for this case where it fell into one of the Rishuyos. From here Tosfos proved that Akarchach you see from the Gemara, even without the Anantzadi of Lefikach, still, since when the wall was standing, the Psak would have been Yachleiku, afterwards when the wall falls, even if it falls into one of the Rishuyos, the Psak does not change, the Tfisa does not change the Psak of Yachleiku. This was the Raya of Tosfos. Now, if we look in Rashi over there on Daud Amri Beis, and Dibur Maschav Layasu, Rashi explains the Gemara like this. Rashi says, Layasu Chazis Loyleze Veloyleze, Vahare Simen Shaloyasah Echad Bishaloy, Sheiluasah Hoyaisa Chazis Mibachutz. Rashi explains the Kasha of the Gemara is, why does each one have to make a Chazis as a Simen? If neither one makes a Chazis, that's also a Simen that both of them made it. Since it's a Takana that if one of them makes it, he should make a Chazis. So if neither one has a chazis, that should be a raya, a clear raya. It must be that both of them built it. Rashi is not explaining like Tosfos. Tosfos understood the Gemara's kasha is that if neither one makes a chazis, the psak will be achleiku because mamon amuto basaf echolkim. And therefore Tosfos proved that even if it falls into one of the rishuyos, a karkach tfisa does not help after the psak of achleiku. Rashi doesn't learn that the Gemara means that it will be achleiku midin mamon amuto basaf echolkim. Rather, it will be achleiku because there's a simen. The same way both of them having a chazis is a simen, neither one having a chazis is also a simen, therefore even if the wall will fall into one of the rishuyos, he's not going to get it midin mochzik because there's a clear simen that both of them built it, since there is no chazis on either side. The Ramban and the Rashba both point this out with Das Rashi, that since there's a simen that there is no chazis at all, even if it will fall into one of the rishuyos, still there will be that it's yachleiku, and we will not give it to the mochzik. According to this, you have to explain that by a chotzer, which the Gemara Amar Aleph is Mavur, that if not for the din of the Fikach in the Mishnah, if not for the Anan Sahadi, if it would have fallen into one of the Rishuyos, that person would have gotten it. The Pshat is by a Chazis, there never was a Takana to make a Chazis, and therefore there is no Raya from the fact that there is no Chazis at all. You don't have a Raya that both of them built it if we don't see any Chazis. Therefore, without the Lefikach of the Mishnah, if it would have fallen into one of the Rishuyos, he would have gotten the stones. For that reason, you need the Lefikach of the Mishnah, the Anan Sahadi, that says that both of them built it, therefore we divide the stones. So this is the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn the Gemara Nomad Beis, L'yaseh Chazis Leilezev Leilezeh. Tosfos used that Gemara to prove that once there's a Psak of Yachleiku, afterwards a Tfisa will not help to take it away from Yachleiku. According to Rashi, the Gemara did not mean that if neither one makes a Chazis, the din will be Yachleiku because Mamon Muto B'Saf Echolkim. Rather, what the Gemara meant to say is that if neither one has a Chazis, there will be a Simon that both of them made it, and therefore even if it does fall into one of the Rishuyos, still the din will be Yachleiku. We will now continue on to the next sugya, the sugya of Makif and Nikif. This is a major sugya with many points. We'll try to discuss some of the important points in the sugya. Now firstly, what exactly is the case that the Mishnah is referring to? HaMakif es chaverim misholei shuchaysov, gadras v'yishayna v'sashniya v'sashlishis ein mechayvin eisai. Where exactly are these walls that the owner of the outer field built? So over here Rashi is not mefurish, however Rashi in Baba Kama is mefurish. Over there in Daf Chof Amud Beis, there's machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Which walls are we referring to? Rashi over there says clearly we're talking about the inner walls. In other words, the Makif built walls between him and the Nikif. Tosfos over there learns the sugya differently. They were talking about the Makif built outer walls. These are not the walls between the Makif and the Nikif. Rashi in Rashi is also mashma that we're talking about the inner walls. Rashi in Dibur Maschal im Mechevin Eisai, he points out that Stam Biko is Makam Shnagu Shaloy Ligdaru. What does Rashi mean to say over here? So the Nemuk Yosef over here, he makes the same point, and he's mayrich a little bit more. And we see that Rashi and the Nemuk Yosef were bothered by Akash over here. How could the Mishnah say that the Nikif is potter from being Mishtatif, from paying the Makif for his chelik in these walls, if the din would be that the Makif and the Nikif could force each other to build these walls because of Hezekiah? Then it's possible that the Nikif would have to pay back for his chelik in these walls, since Mitchil he is Mokhiv to build these walls together with the Makif. For that reason, Rashi points out that we're talking about a Biko, and a Stam Biko is a Mokhim Shinagu Shaloi Ligdar. Mestama, there is no Akpada for Hezekiah. Therefore, Mitchil, if the Makif would have tried to force the Nikif to build the walls together with him, he would not have been able to force him to do so. Now, from here, Lachar Zaraya, al derech that which Rashi says in Baba Kama, which, as we mentioned, Tosfos argues over there on Rashi, Rashi holds that we're talking about the walls between the Makif and the Nikif. From that which Rashi brings in Hezekiah, and he has to point out that Estam Bikos Amokim Shinagu Shaloi Ligdar, clearly we're talking about the walls between the Makif and the Nikif. Rashi was bothered by the Chir, they should have to build the walls together because of the Hezekiah, and he answers that Estam Bikos Amokim Shinagu Shaloi Ligdar. Now, according to this, Rashi is not really coming to explain that which the Mishnah says, that if the Makif is Godr from three sides, the Nikif is still Potter. The Iker Din which the Mishnah is coming to tell us is that since the Nikif is only surrounded on three sides, he's not yet considered to have any Hanah from this Geder. Like Rashi on the Gemara, and the Bermasch of the Godr is Sri Shaina, the Lashon of Rashi over there is, the Haloy Ahani Le Midi, the Nikif does not have any benefit from these walls, Sharei Goloy Humitzad Revius. His field is still open on the fourth side. Only after the fourth side is also fenced in, then already the Nikif does have Hanah, then perhaps he does have to pay. In other words, Rashi's saying a side point that the Mishnah is discussing whether the Nikif has to pay because he had enough from these walls, as we'll see by Hemshech. Rashi's discussing, Lecher, there's a different reason why the Nikif would have to pay for these walls. If Mitchil he is Mechuyiv to pay, the Makif could have approached him and forced him to build the walls together, so now also, now that the Makif built them himself, Yechayr, he should have a right to come and be Taveir from the Nikif. You have to pay me back for your chelik in this wall because we were Mechayv to build it together. On that Rashi answers, Stam Biko is a Makam Shinagu Shaloi Ligdarhu. Mitzad the Chiv of Hezekiah, they were not Mechayv to build it together. The only Tzad that now the Nikif should have to pay is not Mitzad his Chiv to build the wall together with the Makif, rather because of the Chiv of Nehne. Now this we see Mefurish in the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chof Amid Beis, that the chiyuv which would be on the Nikif, in the cases where we are mechayev the Nikif, whether it's according to the Tanakama or according to Rabbi Yosi, is mitzad the chiyuv of Nehne. The Gemara of there, Baba Kama, is discussing the question of Zen Hene v'zelei Chaser. The original shayla over there is in the case of Dor b'chaser chaveri shalom midaitoy. If Reuven lived in Shimon's Chaser without Shimon's knowledge, the question is, tzarech l'halos l'yischar or ain't tzarech l'halos l'yischar? Does Shimon have a right to be tever Reuven for Reuven's use of his chatzar? The Gemara explains the shaila is in the case of a chatzar d'loy kaimala agra, a chatzar which is generally not rented out. So Shimon's not losing anything by that which Reuven was living there. He wouldn't have rented out to someone else anyhow. And further, the Gemara says it has to be that Reuven is a gavra d'ovid lemegar. Reuven usually rents a place for himself to live. If he was a gavra d'loy ovid lemegar, it would not be considered that he's having a no bechlal. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Do we say Zen Hanav Azelei Choser is Mechuyev or not? And the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from Er Sugyo. We'll get back to soon the exact Shakla Vatari of the Gemara over there, but HaKaparim, we see clearly from that Gemara, the Gemara's understanding the Chiv in the Mishnah would be a Chiv of Nehne. And the way we're explaining with Das Rashi, we have to first make a Hanacha that the Makif was not able to force the Nikif to build a wall together with him, then surely the Nikif would be Mechuyev even if the Makif only builds one wall. Since the Nikif was Mechuyev to build that wall together with the Makif, now that the Makif built it himself, he could come and ask the Nikif to pay for his share. Once we take care of that by explaining that Estam Biko is a Mokam Shinagu Shaloi Ligdar, only then the discussion of the Mishnah begins, that maybe the Makif could be Mechayev the Nikif for a different reason, because L'maisa the Nikif was Nehne. And for that reason it has to be that there are four walls. Until there are four walls, it's not considered that the Nikif is being Nehne. Now what exactly is the Hanah that we're referring to that the Nikif is getting from these walls? In a case where there are actually four walls surrounding him, so the Rishonim and the Sugya, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, they explain that the Hanah is not the Hanah that he's being protected from Hezekiah, because since, as we're explaining, They were talking about in Biko where the Stam Biko is the Mokom Shnogu Shaloi Ligdar. People are not makbid on Hezekriya in a Biko. If people are not makbid, that would not be considered a Hanar Bechlal, even if the Nikif is surrounded by all four sides by walls, that which he's protected from Hezekriya would not be considered a benefit, and we cannot be Mechayivim Midin Nehneh. And therefore, the Rishonim explained that the Hanar is something else, that the Nikif, his field, is protected from people or animals walking through his field. This is the Hanar that we're referring to, not the Hanar of Hezekriya. So again, what we're saying is that Mamon of Shach, if we're talking about a place where they're makbid on Hezekriya, then the Nikif would have to be mishtatif in the wall. And if the Makif built it himself, he could come afterwards to be tever the Nikif for his chelek. And even if it wasn't all four sides that the Nikif was surrounded by, still he would be mechuv to pay for his chelek. Once we're saying that we're talking about a makim, like a stam biko, where the minig is not to build a wall, not to be makbid on Hezekriya, if so, the question is, so what I know is the Nikif getting when there are actually four walls around his field? Akachi, you have to say that it's a different hana, not the hana of being protected from Hezekriya, rather a different hana from being protected from Ragli Odom and Ragli Behema. Now the Baal Amar, however, he has a different sheet on this. The Baal Amar apparently was bothered by what is the hana that the Nikif is getting if there's no hana of Hezekriya, because it's a place where there's not Makbid and Hezekriya. What other possible hana is there? And therefore from here he proved that we're talking about a place where they are Makbid and Hezekriya. And the Baal Amar says clearly that Eina Chanami, if the Makif would have insisted before the Makif began building, he would have insisted that the Nikif build it together with him, he would have been able to force the Nikif to build together, because we're talking about where the Minig HaMakom is to be Makbid on Hezekriya. However, the Baal Amar says, once the Makif built already, now he could only be Mechayev the Nikif to be Mishtatev for the walls, if the Nikif is surrounded on all four sides. And the Mashmois of the Baal Amar, we won't get into all of the details now, but I'll upon him. The Baal Amar is mavur that by a chotzer as well, even though one of them can force the other one to build the wall together, since Hezekriya Shmei Hezek, if however one of them goes ahead and builds the walls by himself, afterwards if he wants to be tevea the other one, he cannot be tevea him midin, the fact that the other one was mechuyv all along to build the wall together, rather his koyach to be tevea the other neighbor is because he was mahana, because of the din of nene, the other neighbor is being nene from that which he is protected from Hezekriya. Here as well by a biko, only if the Nikif is surrounded by all four sides, that's considered that he's being nene from being protected by Hezekriya. Without the Hana, even though originally the Makif could have come to the Nikif and forced him to build together, now that the Makif decided to build on his own, the only way he could be Mechayev the Nikif is if it's considered that the Nikif is now being nene. This is a very important machlokes between the Baal Amar, Keneged Rashi and other Rishonim. According to Rashi and Rishonim, anytime Reuven has the ability to force Shimon to build the wall together with him, if Reuven builds the wall on his own, he could come and be Tevea Shimon to pay for the wall, since originally Shimon was Mechuyev to be Mishtatev with the wall. The Baal Amar holds, even though originally Reuven was able to force Shimon to build the wall together, if Reuven decided to build it on his own, he cannot come afterwards and be Tevea Shimon, Mikoyach that which Shimon originally was Mechuyev to build the wall together with Reuven. The only schus that he has to be Tevea Shimon is Mikoyach that which he gave Hana to Shimon. Now, just mentioned briefly that the Machamas over there, he argues in the Baal Amar, he learns that the case is that what the Makif built was the outer walls. He has a number of kashas on the Baal Amar. However, if we look carefully, we see that he does not ask this kasha on the Baal Amar, that if the Chiv was originally on both of them to build the wall, and the Makif goes ahead and builds it, then it would be pashut that he could be goyver from the Nikif, Mikoyach the original Chiv. The Rabban is mashma that he's be'etzem maskun to the Baal Amar. He has a different point over there. He says, since the original Chiv was on both of them to build this wall, then when the Makif goes in and builds it, he's doing a b'shlichus the Nikif. He has the right to build this wall on behalf of both of them, therefore he would be able to be goyver from the Nikif because he built the wall for both of them. This is a different svara. We won't get into this right now. Baruch Bar talks about this from Ban. Ramban seems to be saying a chiddush that the Makif has a schus, a right to build the wall on behalf of the Nikif. Ragapan, the Ramban doesn't say simply that since originally the Chi was on both of theirs, so even if the Makif went ahead and built it for himself, he could still have that same tviya and go to the Nikif and say, "Your Mechuyev be Meshtatev with me, Mikoyach that original Chiyuv." And the Birch HaShmol, the Baruch Bar discusses this Baal Amar. He has a number of simonim on this sugya, and he mentions a number of svaras to explain the Baal Amar. I'll mention one hesber, which he says over there in Simon Dalid, and that is that the Chiyuv to build a Kaisal is not the pshat that it's a Chiyuv Momen. It's not the pshat that Reuven and Shimon have a Chiyuv Momen to each other, that if either one of them wants to build, the other one will have to pay from his money to be Mishtatif in the wall. Rather, the pshat is that it's a chiyuv to be misalik the hezek. The whole basis of the tefiya is that you're being mazik me with your hezek riya, therefore I could force you to build the wall. However, if one of them already went ahead and built the wall by himself, so now there is no longer any hezek riya, Reuven cannot come to Shimon with a taina to force Shimon to pay for the wall, since at this moment there no longer is any hezek riya. If there would still be a hezek before Reuven built the wall, he would be able to come to Shimon and force Shimon to build the wall together with him. But the moment the hezek riya is nistalik, since the whole chiyuv mitchila was not a chiyuv moment, it wasn't a right that Reuven has to make Shimon pay for the wall. It was only a right that Reuven has to force Shimon to stop being mazikim with hezek riya. Once the hezek riya is already gone, there is no longer any basis for Reuven to come to Shimon and be tevei him to be mishtatif in paying for the wall. This is one hesber in the sheet of the Baal Amor. Mirtz Hashem will get back to this nidan in the Rishonim, where the chiyuv to be mishtatif in a wall applies even after the wall is built, later on in Daf Hei. Now, I'll speak about another nekuda. As we mentioned, the Gemara B'Kama Daf Chof understands that the chiyuv in the Mishnah is midin nene. There's a kash on this from a Tosis in B'Kama Daf Kuf Aleph. Tosis over there in Dibur Maschal Idilma says a very important yesod in the whole chiyuv of nene. The sugya over there, Baba Kama, is talking about a case where Reuven owned samanim. He had dyes which are used to color wool, and Shimon had semer, and a kaif came along and put the wool into the dye. Now the dye is absorbed into the wool. The sugya over there discusses whether yesh shvach samanim al gabei semer, when the wool absorbs the dye, do we look at it as if the dye is still be'en, and if the owner of the dye could come to the owner of the semer and say that you have my dyes, or ain't shvach samanim al gabei temer, we don't consider it to be something tangible. We won't get into the sugya over there right now, but Al Kapanim Tosis over there asks Akasha, and that is, why can't the Baal HaSamanim go to the Baal HaTemer and say that you're mechuyif to pay me midin nene? Since your temer now is colored, it went up in value, and that increase in value was caused by my dyes, so Shimon should have to pay Reuven midin nene. And Tosis over there says a very important yisayin in the chiv of nene. He says, the only time we could be mechayev someone midin nene is if the one who was nene, he himself took the hana. Either he himself took it or his behema took it. Like in the Mishnah in Baba Kama Daf Yutes Amid Beis, if Reuven left his peiris in Rishus Arabim and Shimon's animal comes along and eats those peiris, so he cannot be mechayev Shimon midin mazik. This is not included in the mazik of Shein, since Reuven was at fault. He left his peiris in Rishus Arabim. However, the Mishnah says that Reuven can't be mechayev Shimon to pay for the hana that he got, that his animal had the food to eat. This is a chiv of nene. And Tosis says, whether he himself took the hana or his animal took the hana, in both cases we can be mechayiv min hana. Mashenki in the case where the hana was given to him and he didn't do any meiser to take it, like in the case in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph, where his wool went up in value because it was colored, but he didn't do any meiser to take this hana, in that case he cannot be mechayiv midin nene. Tosis adds a third possibility, the case in Ksubas Daf Lamin Omid Beis, Tochav Lechaveri Mashkim Shalachim Bebeis Habliyo, if Reuven took the Mashkim of Shimon and put it into the throat of Levi, so the din is you cannot be Mechayiv Levi Midin Mazik or Midin Gazlin, however you can be Mechayiv him for the Hano which you got from drinking this Mashkim. So Tosis says, even though in that case Levi did not take anything, he didn't do anything to cause himself to get the Hano, however Tosis says there is a third way where we could be Mechayiv someone Midin Nene, even if it was not him nor his Behemo which took the hana, and that is in the case where it was nene gufay. If his guf had hana, there also the din is we could mechayiv him to pay midin nene, even though he didn't do any maisa to take the hana. So this is the klal of Tosfos. You need one of these three cases: either he took the hana, or his behemoth took the hana, or it was nene gufay. If it doesn't fall into one of these three categories, like in the case of the tamer which was dyed, then you cannot be mechayiv him midin nene. And the kasha is l'cher, how does this fit with her sugyo? That's from the sugya of Baba Kama, which explains that the chiv in our sugya is midin nene. L'chair, in our case, Shimon's not doing anything to take the hana. Reuven is the one who built the wall between him and Shimon. And even though Shimon is being nene from this wall, how could Reuven be mechayev Shimon to pay midin nene? If this doesn't fall into any one of these three categories, Shimon didn't take the hana, his behemoth did not take the hana either, and there's no hana as a guf. If so, how could we mechayev Shimon midin nene? So the truth is that even though we saw the Gemara Baba Kama, which says Mefurish, that the Chiv in our Mishnah is Midin Nene, the Rishayim in Er Sugyo, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and this is the Mashmais of Tosis as well, in Dibur Maschal Dmei Kanim Bezoil, is that the Mechayiv in Er Sugyo is similar to the Din of Yerid, that which we find in Baba Mitzia Daf Kuf Aleph, Yerid L'Toch Sodesh Al Chaveri Shaloi Birshus, If Reuven goes down to Shimon's field and begins to work on the field without the permission of Shimon, the Gemara there says that the din is that it depends whether it's a sadha suyalita or sadha she'ina suyalita. If it's a sadha suyalita, the field is omid, it's expected to be planted, then the din is that the yerid gets paid the same way as if you would get paid if you went down to work on the field birshus. If, however, it's a sadha she'ina suyalita, then already the yerid does not get paid as a regular worker, he only gets back the haritzais, the expenses. Rabbi wants to explain, this is the Yisayda Machlokes between Rav Huna and Chiya Bar Rav. Rav Huna holds that in this case, this Bika, the normal thing would be to have a wall made out of Avanim between the fields, therefore it's considered a Suyalita Le'inyin, this Gedar of Avanim, for that reason the Nikif has to pay back for the Avanim. Chiya Bar Rav, however, holds that it's not Oymen necessarily to have a Gedar made out of Avanim, therefore you only have to pay to make Kanim Bezoil. As far as the Gedar of Avanim is concerned, it's like a Sada She'ina Suyalita. And even though the din is that even a sada she'ena suyalita, the yerid has the right at least to get paid back for his expenses, the Rabban explains that's only if the owner of the field wants to keep the netiyos, that which was planted in his field. If he wants, he could tell him, I'm not interested in keeping it b'chlal. If in that case as well, he could tell the makif, I'm not interested in this gedar of avanim b'chlal, therefore he only has to pay for dmei kanim b'zoil. Akoponim, we see the Rishayim are understanding the chiyuv, that which the makif could be tevei, the nikif, that's me din yerid. And based on the kasha which we asked from Tosis and Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph, this will fit very well. You cannot be mechayiv in midin, the regular chiv of nene, because this case does not fall into one of the three categories which Tosis explains are required in order to mechayiv in midin nene. And the Achrenim quote that the Shach, in Chosh Mishpat Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph, Sifkot and Beis, he actually makes this point. He discusses that Tosis and Baba Kama, and he says that even though we find that by a yerid shloi b'shus, the Baal Sada does have to pay, even though a case of yerid also does not fit into one of these three categories, the Shach says that even though the Taisa says the chiv nen is only if he takes the hanah or if it's the hanah's gufay, yerid is different because by a yerid, the one who went down to work on the field is mechavin to be mashpiach, the other person's property. There the din is that he can't be mechav, the other person to pay, according to the gedarm of the chiv of yerid. The Rambam makes this point in Asugya as well, that when the Makif built these walls, his intention is to also improve the property of the Nikif, therefore we can mechayev the Nikif midin yerid. Now we should just point out that even though the Shach on its own perhaps could have been understood that the Chiv of Yerid is not bichlal the regular Chiv of Neneh, because of this reason that it does not fall into one of the three categories which Tosis explains are necessary to mechayev midin Neneh, the Shach could be saying that Yerid is a different type of Chiv, since he's mechavin to be mashpiach the nechosim of his friend, therefore we could be mechayev him mitzad the dinim of Yerid, which would not be included in the dinim of Nene. However, in Asugya would be mevur not like that, since as we saw, the Gemara Baba Kama is mevur, the Pshat in Asugya is midin in Nene. The Gemara wants to bring Raya from our Mishnah to the question of Zeneh Hanavazelei Choser, so clearly the Sugya is mevur that it is included in the dinim of Nene, and even though we're explaining based on these Rishenim and based on the Kasha that we asked from Taisis and Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph, that it would have to be Bechlal, the Gedarm of Yerid. It has to be different than other types of Nene, because this does not fall into one of the three categories of Nene. But it's not the Pshat that it's a whole entirely different din on its own. Rather, it is included in the Parsha of Nene. Just over here, you don't need one of these three conditions. The same way if a person takes Hano, we could be Mechayiv him to pay for the Hano. The same would also be true, even in the case where he didn't take the Hano, but if the one who gave the Hano, the one who was Mahane, his friend, he did it with the intention of being Mashpiach, the Nechosim of his friend, then also he would have a right to be Tevea, this Hano. This would also be included in the Parsha of Hano, and the Gemara Baba Kama understands that it would also be totally in the question of Zen Hanav Zolei Choser, because in this case, even though he is building the wall with the intention of improving the other person's property, but Lameisa, he would have built this wall on his own, and as Zolei Choser, it's not costing him any more, the fact that with this wall, he's also improving the other person's property, therefore it would be totally in the question of Zen Hanav Zolei Choser. Now I'll discuss one final point on the last two Lashonis of the Gemara, which Be'etzem are the same that the Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rebesi is, whether Mechayev the Nikif only if he himself is Goyda the fourth side, or even in the case of the Makif is Goyda the fourth side also or Mechayev the Nikif. The only difference is that the two Shitas are switched. According to the first version, the Tanakam is Mekel, and he's only Mechayev if the Nikif is Goyda the fourth side, and Rebesi is Machmer, which is similar to the previous Malachim in the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi is coming L'chumra. And the second version is that it's the other way around. The Tanakama is Mechayev both if the Makif is Goyder or if the Nikif is Goyder. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Only if the nikiv is greater than the fourth side, then he's mechuyev. Now the Rishonim point out that the truth is that it's incorrect to be greater as both versions in the Gemara. Rather, there are two different girsais in the Gemara, the girs of Rashi, which is like the second version which we have, and the girs of the Gainim, which is like the first version. Rashi's mavur that he had the girsa that according to the Tanakama, loishna nikiv, loishna makif, and Rebesi is coming lakula only if the nikiv is greater than he's mechuyev. Taisus and Dior Maspar Rebesi is mavur like that as well. However, the Rishonim bring that the Gainim had a girsa the other way around, that Rebesi is coming lachumra, similar to the previous Lashanis in the Gemara, and the Tanakama's lakula. According to Rebesi, whether the makif is goyder or the nikif is goyder, either way, the nikif is mechuyev to pay for all of the walls. Now, if we take a look at the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chaf, which we quoted previously, there the Gemara clearly was going like the second version, the way Rashi and Taisus in Eretz Sugya are goyres. That according to the Tanakama, loishna amad makif, loishna amad nikif, begagel alavas hakoil, b'shenkin according to Rebesi, only if the nikif is goyder, then he's mechuyev. And the Baal Amar points out that according to the girsa of the Ga'inim, this is from the Sugis HaMischalfais. This is an example of two different Sugis which are sized to each other. The way the Goynim are Gerus in the Agamara, the sheet of the Tanakama is Lakula. And Rebesi is coming to me, Machmer, Leishna Oma Makif, Leishna Oma Nikif. Hashem in the Gemara Babakam Dav Chof understands the Pshat and our Mishnah the opposite, that according to the Tanakama, both if the Makif or the Nikif are Goyder, the Nikif is Mechuyiv. Hashem can according to Rebesi only if the Nikif is Goyder. Now the question would be, why would the Goynim want to be Gerus in the Gemara differently from now which the Gemara Babakama is Mavur? And when Yaina we see Teich Dvarav is Mavur, why is it that the Goynim did not want to go with the Girsa of Rashi and Taisvis? This will take us to a very important Nakuda in the Sugya. And that is, he's bothered by Akasha. The Gemara of Nir Babakama Daf Chof explains, what will be Pshat in the Shita that only if it's Godar Nikif, then the din is the Nikif is Mechuyiv, but Shengen if it's Godar Makif, the Nikif would not be Mechuyiv. The Gemara of Nir wants to bring a ride that Zenehen of Zeli Chosra would be Potter. The Gemara says, L'chera, if you hold Zenehen of Zeli Chosra would be Chayiv, why would it be that if the Makif is Goyder all four sides, the Nikif is still Potter? On this, the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam Da'amarle, Ledidi Sagili, Benetira Barazuza. Rashi of there explains, L'hoyo Yecheles B'yodi Ligdar Geder Shel Avonim, I was not able to afford a wall made out of Avonim, Sagili Begeder Koitzim Barzuza, a simple thorn fence which would only cost a zuz would have been sufficient for me, therefore I'm not mechuyev to pay for a wall of Avonim. Now according to this, Mislama, what the Gemara means to say is that in the case where the Nikif made the fourth wall, so since the wall that he built was also made out of Avonim, he no longer can say Ledidi Sagili Benetir Barzuza, since he himself made the fourth wall out of Avonim, so now we can be mechuyev him already for the first three walls as well. He's considered to be Nene from the wall of Avonim, he has to pay for the Anah that he's getting from those walls. However, the problem with this is that Ersig is going according to the Shita of Chiyah Barav, who explains B'das Servesi that the Chiyah on the Nikif is to pay for Dmei Kanim B'Zoyl. The Gemara is before that according to Rav Huna, that Rebesi holds the Kolofi Masha Godar, we understand that the Machalik is between the Tanakama and Rebesi. According to the Tanakama, you only pay Dmei Kanim B'Zoyl, and according to Rebesi, you pay Kafi Masha Godar. The Hemshach of the Gemara is to explain the Mishnah according to Chiyah Barav, and that the Gemara has a number of Mahalchim. And if so, the kasha is, according to the Girsa of Rashi, that Rebesi is mechayev only by Omen Nikif, as Gemara Babakama explains, because if it would be Omen Makif, the Nikif could say, L'didi Sagali Benetir Barzuza. So when it's Omen Nikif, and since he built the wall, he cannot say, L'didi Sagali Benetir Barzuza. And for the same reason, how could Chiyah Barav say, Hakol Lefid Mekanim Bezoil, if he himself, when he built the fourth wall, he didn't make a wall made out of Kanim, rather he made a wall made of Avonim, he should be mechuyev to pay for the first three walls of Avonim as well. According to the Girsa of the Ga'inim, however, the Gemara fits very well. According to the Girsa of the Ga'inim, Rebesi is mechayev, whether it was Oman Makif or Oman Nikif. So the Mashmais of Rebbein Yaina is, the Ersig is going according to Chiyah Barav, that you're mechuyev to pay Kanim Bezoil, that's in the case where it was Oman Makif. Like the Girsa of the Ga'inim, that Rebesi is mechayev even by Oman Makif, that's the case that Chiyah Barav was talking about, when he said that the Nikif pays the Mekanim Bezoil, because in that case there never was any Gilidas mitzad the Nikif that he's willing to pay for a wall of Avonim. In other words, the Gemara Bayos cannot possibly explain that according to Rebesi, only if the Nikif is goyder the fourth wall, then he's chayv, because then we would not understand what is the Pshat in Chiyah Barav, that you only mechuyev to pay the Mekanim Bezoil, If the Nikif is the one who's going to the fourth wall and he built it made out of Avanim, he should have to pay for the first three walls of Avanim. The Girsa would have to be the other way around, that the Tanakhama is the one who is Mechayiv only if the Nikif is going to the fourth wall, and B'das the Tanakhama Chir Barav would be Maskim, that when the Nikif makes the fourth wall out of Avanim, he would have to pay for the first three walls of Avanim as well. The Sugim Baba Kama Daf Chof, that fits with the Shid of Rav Huna, which is how we pass in the Halacha. According to Rav Huna, we could possibly explain that Rabbeisi is the one who holds that only if the Nikif is goyder the fourth wall, that's when he's Mechuyiv, because if the Makif was goyder, then the Nikif could say, V'disagli b'netir barzuza. However, when the Nikif himself is goyder the fourth wall, then as Rav Huna says, Hakolofi mashagodar, the Pshad is, because if he builds the fourth wall, made in Avanim, so he no longer has the taina of V'disagli b'netir barzuza, then he would have to pay for the full price, the price of a wall of Avanim, since he himself made the fourth wall out of Avanim. This is Mevur and B'teich Divir Rabbeinu Yoinah had to understand the Shita of the Ga'inim, that they were forced to be Geirus in Agamar, not like the Girsa of the Gemara Baba Kama, because Agamar is going according to the Shita of Chiya Barav. The Maisa of the Kasha, which does remain difficult, is according to the Shita of Rashi, how can you understand B'das Rabbeisi, that if the Makif would be Goyder, then the Nikif would be Potter, because the Nikif could say, L'didi Sagali B'netir Barzuza. However, when the Nikif himself is Goyder, so since he made a wall out of Avanim, it takes away his taina of the disagli. But then how could Chiya Barav hold that according to Rabbeisi, you still only pay Lafid Mekanim Bezoil? We should say the same taina, since he himself built the fourth wall made out of Avanim. That should be Mechayfim to pay for the first three walls of Avanim as well. From now, we'll leave this as a kasha on the Shita of Rashi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.